Road Rage by Ruth Rindle. Read by Nigel Anthony. Wexford was walking in Framhurst Great Wood for the last time. That was how he put it to himself. He had walked there for years, all his life, and walked as well as ever, was as strong, and would continue to be so for a long time yet. Not he, but the wood would change. The wood would scarcely be there. Savesbury Hill would scarcely be there, or Stringfield Marsh, and the River Breed, into which the Kingsbrook flowed at Waters Meet. That too would be unrecognisable. Nothing would happen yet. Months must pass first. For 6 months the trees would remain, and the uninterrupted view over the hill, the otters in the Breed, and the rare map butterfly in Framhurst Deeps. But he didn't think he could bear to see it any more. And that will be England gone. The shadows, the meadows, the lanes, the guild halls, the carved choirs. There'll be books, it will linger on, in galleries, but all that remains for us will be concrete and tires. He walked among the trees, chestnuts, great grey beeches with sealskin trunks, oaks whose branches had a green coating of lichen. The trees thinned and spread themselves across the grass that rabbits had cropped. He saw that the coltsfoot was in bloom, earliest of wildflowers. When he was young, he had seen blue fritillaries here, plants so localised that they were seen only within a 10-mile radius of King's Markham. But that was a long time ago. "When I retire," he had told his wife, "I want to live in London, so that I can't see the countryside destroyed." "A defeatist attitude," she said. "You should fight to keep it." "I haven't noticed fighting keeping it," he'd said. She was on the committee of the newly formed Cabal, King's Markham against the bypass and landfill. They'd already had one meeting and had sung "We Shall Overcome." The deputy chief constable had got to hear of it and said he hoped Wexford wasn't thinking of joining, as there was going to be trouble of a peace-disturbing and possibly violent kind, in which the chief inspector might well be, at least peripherally, involved. A little breeze had got up. He came out of Framhurst Great Wood onto the open land and looked up at the ring of trees crowning Savesbury Hill. From here not a roof or tower or silo or pylon could be seen, only birds flying in formation towards Cheriton Forest.